Graham family, victory is mine. I'm pretty sure that many of you could testify this, even though it may be 12 o'clock a.m., amen, Eastern Standard Time where we at. But one thing that we could truly say, that victory is mine, amen. God bless all of you, and I want to let each and every one of you know, especially all of you that are tuned in from different parts of the world, amen, and ones that is here right now, Eastern Standard Time, and I know that our international partner and listeners, they probably like, my God, thank God, it's a good time for us over here, amen. But one thing about it, ones that is pushing, ones that is pressing their way, amen, I want to let you know that you have the victory. Victory is yours, amen. The race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. And the one that, my God, and also the individuals or the people that take the time to invest into their spiritual life, into their prayer life, into their time with God. So what I want you all to do, and I know many of you that is on, my God, tonight or this morning, amen, just take a minute and get some water, throw it on your face, just shake yourself loose, amen. Sometimes, my God, when I have to get going, I get a light switch happening on in me. Trust me, I feel you. I feel you, brother. I feel you, sister. Amen. But nevertheless, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. We're just going to use this morning as a warm-up morning, amen, for our intercession and prayer and what we coming to God about, amen, because I truly believe that many of you, you are not here just to come on here to just do some gossip or just to peep in and just do something norm. You really caring about your life. You're caring about your walk. You're caring about, my God Almighty, what God has for you. I'm telling you that it's the best place to be, and I just give God the glory. We just thank God for you all once again, because I'm telling you right now, my God, he's on time. God, you best to believe. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. He may not come when we want him, but you best to believe he surely will be on time. And I'm telling you right now that it is your moment. It is your time. It is your season. Amen. Because God, he is good, and his mercy endures forever, and he is good. Amen. God bless you all, ADM family, ADM ministry. Amen. I know you probably receive a text from like a strange-looking number. Amen. I just want to let you know, we're just going to give you my let you know that that is ADM Messenger. That is our messenger. That is an app that we are going to be using. We're going to get more into it as the day go on today. I'm trying to get this right, First Lady. You know, it's 12 a.m. and today it seems like we want to say tonight or tomorrow. You know how we go. Amen. So I just letting you all know, you didn't get it from a strange number or strange place. That is our messenger that we are begin to engage in and use. Amen. And we will be calling some of you or reaching out to some of you. Amen. To make sure we have the correct information for we all could come on the same place. Saints of God, God is good and his mercy endured forever. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, he is all right. It's all right, Lord. I'm telling you right now, amen, he is a all right Lord. And I want to take a minute and just salute each and every one of you that is taking your time out and also pressing your way. Amen. I'm telling you right now, if you have not been doing these consistently, your body is just so used to, my God Almighty, just going to sleep at this time. Some of you dozing off. Some of you probably like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'd be up around about this time anyways. But some of you, amen, it's a sacrifice because you don't work all day and different things. Amen. We understand the sacrifice. But I just want to let you know, even in this season, amen, this season, in this time, especially in the Jewish calendar year, amen, that this is the season to where they sacrifice a lot. They sacrifice different things from their home and different things for their family, for they can begin to send a offering up to the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, your sacrifice that you are giving is not in vain. Many people begin to address this topic and begin to take this approach during the daytime. I never like to take this approach, especially this certain time of this year pertaining to in September, amen, as in the Jewish calendar year or the Hebrew calendar year, they are moving into a new year from the year of 5-7, my God, 5-7-8-0. Now we're moving into 5-7-8-1. So it's going into a new year beginning this month, amen. Because one thing that pastor love to do, first thing first, you cannot be God-given. I want you all to understand that. No matter how hard you try, you cannot be God-given. The number one thing that God will recommend for someone to give in this day and time is yourself, amen. That's why we all right now, in many of you, Eastern Standard Time, you are sacrificing yourself. So, my God, many of you are up this morning, amen, or you are sacrificing some time where you should be asleep. Your first contribution or your first offering is what? It is yourself, amen. Because when you give yourself, amen, to God, that's what God is looking for. That's the first thing he's looking for. Your money is not nothing to God without you. I want to let y'all know that, amen. Regardless of what individuals or what things may seem to be, your money is not, my God, it is not anything without yourself, amen. Nothing you can give God, amen, is worth anything other than your soul and salvation, amen. That's why the first thing we are sacrificing right now is we are sacrificing ourselves, our sacrificing our self-will, amen. And that's where it brings us into, amen, especially this time of celebration, this time of feasting, this time of year in the Jewish calendar. It's not only a year, amen, to where they are excited about a new year, but it's a year of repentance. It's a year, it's a season of repentance. It's a season, my God Almighty, of going to the Father and, my God, into a place to where they want to be cleansed and repenting, getting their self together. I declare and decree tonight or this morning, amen, that those that are listening to, I declare and decree as we begin to engage into the things of God, not only tonight, but this week, that you're going to begin to examine yourself. You're going to begin to examine your mind, because there's no sense of God ready to do a new thing with you and ready to pour out blessings upon you, upon blessings and upon blessings, amen. And if we have not dealt with ourselves, we understand that this season of 20, my God Almighty, 20, it was a season. Yes, we could put the blame on this, and we could put the reason on this, and we could put the because on that, amen. But nevertheless, amen, God ain't looking at this reason or looking at that because, and ain't looking at this. He's looking at who? As us, because as thousand sons and daughters of the Most High, and we serve the Most High God, amen. It doesn't matter what season that we should, what we are in, we still have a way to conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God, amen. The enemy doesn't stop our blessing, but we will put a block on our own blessing. This ain't a season or a time, especially this week, for me to worry about my neighbor or worry about the naysayers and the he-sayers and who gossiping over here, who lying about that over there, because we all have to worry about our own soul and salvation. Can I get a, my God, a midnight, my God, a hallelujah on that? We have to worry about our own soul and salvation, amen. This ain't a season where I could go to God. I need to go to God for my wife. My wife's got to go for herself, my God. Ain't a season where I go for my husband, but my husband have to go for his self, amen. We got to understand, because we want the blessings of God to role in our life, is different things that it has to be cleared out. It's different things that needs to be cleaned out, regardless of your ideology and regardless of what you think. It's only one way through the kingdom of God. It's only one way through God, amen. And God wants you to come as a living sacrifice. Cannot go for you. No bishop can go before you. No apostle can go before you. You have to go for yourself. Is the anybody tonight understand that there is a blessing. It's just not a cliche. It's just not something we are saying, that there is a blessing with your name on it. Is there anybody, my God, this midnight really understand that you just not coming on this line just to be another person or another number or somebody just being entertained? You are coming on here because you are presenting yourself before the Lord as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before him. I wish I had a congregation this morning. We'll give God a amen, because at the end of the day, many of you don't went through this season, don't went through this time. If you could, we could explain it even the more, or even the, my God, greater, or however we want to look at it. It was you that is on the sacrifice line. It was you that you need God to step in some type of way. You've been feeling the pressure. You've been feeling the clutch. You've been feeling like, God, if you leave me now, I ain't going to know what to do. I don't know how to do it. God, if you don't step in right now, I'm finna get ready to lose it all. Many of you, you have to, my God, sit on the edge of your seat, and as life begin to take its course, you have to bite your nails, don't know which way things going to go. You hoping and praying, God, I was ready to give up this job last year, but this year, God, I realize I need to hold on to it. Amen. I know I did some things that is unpleasing and it wasn't right, but this year, God, forgive me. Is there anybody this morning that has a repentant spirit? I can't blame it on my neighbor. I can't blame it on my friends. But in this year, my God, for Rosh Hashanah, I want to say, God, forgive me. Forgive me of my faults. Forgive me of my evil intentions. Forgive me of my evil ways. Forgive me, even though I knew right, my God, but I chose to go with the pleasure of flesh, and that gave the enemy access in my life. It gave him access, my God, to bring attacks on me, even though I know it was me, God, that I was wrong, my God, but I still became before your throne room like I had everything together, like I had everything right, God. So therefore, God, forgive me. Is there anybody this morning that has a repentant spirit? Forgive me, God. I begin to engage things behind the scene because, no, we don't have men, my God Almighty, looking upon us. No, I'm not worried about going to church, my God Almighty, on a Sunday morning and having pastor to discern my spirit, God. I still should have conducted myself as a child of the Most High, God. Wash my mind that I brought in the contamination and I brought in the completion, amen, that is in my mind. Wash my soul, God, because it was me that rolled around into the filthy dirt, into the filthy things that is not of you, but yet I want to put the accountability, my God, on something else. It is me, oh God, standing in the need of a prayer. I declare to you, saints of God, peoples of God, ones that is listening all over the world, is it you standing in the need of prayer? I can't stand right now for my mother, for my brother, for my sister. God, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Is there anybody this morning that wants something from God bad enough that you really to put your own self upon the cross? You really to strip your own self naked? You really to expose your own self? Blame over here. This is me, God. This is me, God, standing in the need of prayer. I don't want to go for the throne room of grace playing any games in front of me, exposing who I am now, and judgment begins to come upon my life. I declare and decree this morning, amen, that many of you begin to wash yourself tonight. You begin to deal with the issues that is upon your mind, upon your heart. It's you standing in the need of a prayer. It's not the pastor. It's not your sister. It's not the deacon. It's not your mother. It's not your brother. But God said it's you standing in the need of a prayer. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that the Spirit of the Lord begin to wash our spirit as we begin to, even in our homes right now, expose ourselves. We know we had some evil thoughts behind the scene, God. We know we had some unrighteousness things that was going on behind the scene. We know we spoke things, my God, in the atmosphere that we should not spoke. God, wash us whole. Here we are, God, standing in the need, not only in prayer, in the spirit before you, God, but we standing before you and asking you to forgive us, God. Forgive us of the things and the offerings that we bring and it wasn't our best. Forgive us, God, the things that we engage into you and we did not give you our best. For as in prayer and consecration, for as in, my God, seeking your face, for as in, my God almighty, my God, intercession before you, we want to give you half stuff and we knew better, God, but yet we want you to come in, my God, right on time in our life. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you take our offering of repentance, God, my God almighty, and wash our minds and wash our souls in the name of Jesus. My God, is there anybody tonight asking God to wash you in the name of Jesus? Wash us, Holy Ghost. We repent for every area in our life. We repent for things that we engaged in and we should not engage in. We repent for conversation we should not engage in. We repent, God, for false accusing brothers and sisters because we didn't have all the information or have the things in, have our T's crossed and our I's dotted. My God, we repent, God, for holding on to things that we should not hold on to. God, we repent, God, for the things of our own eyes, not only naturally, but the lust of spiritual things as well, God, in the name of Jesus. We repent, God, that you called us to be sons and daughters of the Most High, but yet we want to be sons and daughter of Hades and, my God, of the devil, but yet we want to use another name from our action. But the truth of it be told, our intentions was evil, our thoughts was evil, the different things that we was doing, it was evil. Wash us, Holy Ghost, and wash us over and over again. We repent in the name of Jesus. We repent in this season of Hebrew celebration. In this time, my God almighty, my God, of repentance and declaration before you in the name of Jesus. My God almighty, forgive us, God. We don't ask you to bring judgment upon us. And I know it's said it in the word, we should have begun to walk therefore in. Therefore, God, we speak it upon ourselves. We know we was in the wrong on some things, amen, and we deserve different sentences. We deserve different judgment. We deserve different consequences, but God, we call out before you on tonight, God, wash our minds, wash our souls, wash our spirit as our mind begin to stay upon you in the name of Jesus. We repent, my God, before the Holy Ghost of holies of holy. Yeah, you begin to speak to us, but we decide to go our own way. We repent before the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, yes, you begin to tell us different things, but we decide to go our own way. We repent before the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you begin to try to show us different things, but yet we done develop our own self-conscious, our own ways, and we feel so our our ways was better than what you was trying to tell us. Oh God, not only before you we cry out, but we cry out before the Father, we cry out before the Son, and we cry out before Rakadosh, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, is there anybody this morning crying out before the Lord? I dare you, my God, that is listening to me all over the world, you begin to engage into God all by yourself. You begin to engage into the things of God for your life, for your home, for your mind, for your spirit. I dare you, allow the Holy Ghost begin to wash you whole and wash you whole and wash you whole, my God, again and again and again. God, we thank you because we know that we should have been working on ourselves, but yet we want to put the blame on everything else. We understood as sons and daughters of the kingdom that COVID-19 doesn't have no power. God, we don't allow that to overtake us and bring us into a place of excuses, bring us into a place, my God Almighty, of capitalization in the name of Jesus. Therefore, God, we expose every area of our life as sons and daughters, not only that, as wives and as husbands, as individuals that should be taking care of our homes and taking care of our families, God, we and in the name of Jesus, I wish I had one or two of you, my God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we thank you. We thank you for everything you're doing in our life. We thank you, and we pray that we have not in this journey insult, my God Almighty, you, because it was you, my God, that keeping us straight away. It is you that keeping us guided. It was you. It wasn't of our own thoughts. It wasn't of our own ways. But Holy Ghost, it was you. I want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We don't want to come into this season, my God Almighty, of grace. We don't want to walk into a new season of our spirit without acknowledging. We thank you. We may not obey you all the time, but Holy Ghost, we thank you for being there. We thank you through all the insults. We thank you through all the disappointments that we probably did, my God Almighty, as we begin to walk in this life and make decisions. We thank you for not giving up upon us. We thank you for walking with us. We thank you for, my God Almighty, taking the time out, my God, and being patient with us. I declare and decree that as we begin to move forth in God, and as we begin to wash our spirit, as we begin to expose every area in our life, I declare and decree by the Holy Ghost that you're going to come in us even greater. You're going to rise inside of us even greater. We gonna walk with you even greater. We declare it, we decree it, that we acknowledge in this day that we cannot live without you. We acknowledge this day, my God Almighty, that we really do need you in the name of Jesus. Don't take a back seat in our life because what we caused, because of what we did, because our hard head self. But the Holy Ghost, we ask you to come off the back seat and begin to rise up in our life in the name of Jesus. Not only rise up in our life, but have your way in our home. Begin to touch our kids. Begin to touch our families. Begin to move in every area of our life that is according to God's will for our life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we thank
you. We salute you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we don't sin against you as well, because you have a job that is sent, my God, by the Father. We repent in the name of Jesus. No longer, Holy Ghost, we're going to treat you like a visitor. Your life, my God, or your dwelling place doesn't belong on the outside of us, but it belongs on the inside of us. So therefore, Holy Ghost, in this time of repentance, I don't want to act like I got it together. I don't want to act like that I have you or know you. We ask you to come into our hearts. We ask you to come into our minds. We ask you to renew our spirits, not only within you, but also within the Father. Father, we thank you that as this moment forth, as you reestablish us, as you, my God Almighty, you rebalancing us, recalibrating us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are going to continue to walk and take our rightful place within side of you. I lay declare and decree by the unction of Jesus, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree in the name of HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, we will stand and arise. I reestablish our covenant. We reestablish our covenant back before you. We reestablish the covenant that you set upon our homes, upon our life, upon our ministry, upon our souls. We establish our covenant back within you. I know that the things in our life cause us to be covenant breakers, but God, in the name of Jesus, we come back to our first love in the name of Jesus, to reestablish our covenant before you, to reestablish our agreements before you, to reestablish the covenant blesser, to reestablish the covenant anointing, to reestablish the covenant intimacy, to reestablish the covenant worship, to reestablish the covenant kingdom in the name of Jesus. Therefore, God, as we reestablish our covenant with inside of you, we shall say that our home is blessed, not just to be sinning. We shall say that our lives are blessed and not just to be sinning. We thank you, Holy Ghost. I wish I had somebody, my God Almighty, this morning, don't mind, my God, interceding in the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you as we begin to reestablish and disengage all diabolical influence that was upon our life that we self-will went into. Diabolical gossip, diabolical, my God Almighty, lying lips, diabolical, my God, deceiving and manipulation. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that in this season we're not going to put the lie on the devil and say the devil made us do it. We don't want to start another season or another cleansing, my God Almighty, with pollution and contamination before we even engage into the blessings with you. We establish, my God, the covenant back with you in the name of, I wish I had somebody to say, in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree as we begin to intercede and open our mouth. We open our mouth with pure tongues. We open our mouth with tongues of sons and daughter, not tongues of lying lips, not tongues of lying, tongues of gossip, tongues of backbiting, tongues of bitterness, tongues, my God Almighty. We shall not establish our life and begin to speak things prophetically, my God, with these type of tongues, because somebody told us to do it, because it sound good, because it feel good. But God, it doesn't mean any good if you are not going to establish or be the force or be the power behind the tongues or behind the words that we say from our tongues. So God, we thank you. We thank you that from this day forth of our repentance heart, sin our own own self, that when we speak and engage out of our mouth, that the heavens going to begin to shake, because it's tongues of righteousness, because it's tongues of purity, because it's tongues of holy, because it's tongues of truth, because it's tongues of walking in your will. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, even on tonight, as those that begin to engage a purification before you of their own self-affliction, my God Almighty, sins and different things that they done. Therefore, God, I thank you, as they begin to open up their mouth before the heavens, their tongues gonna penetrate through all darkness atmosphere. Their tongues gonna begin to shake the second heavens, where the princes of palace and rulers of darkness be engaged. God, we thank you that it is so. By your word, it is so. By our covenant, it is so. In the name of Jesus, somebody say the name of Jesus in your home.
You cannot. You cannot engage into blessings upon your life with curses that you afflict upon yourself. By the things that we engage into that is not of God. This is a season in the Jewish calendar year that the Hebrews understood that we have to go before the Lord. Not only this is a season of feasting, but it's also a season of cleansing. We cannot expect for the Lord to begin to put new wine in old wine skin. And we want everything in our life to change, but we constantly want to stay the same. And because of many of us trying to get new wine in our old self, it causing trials to happen, to engage. Because whenever that new wine get in that old skin, it causes that old skin to burst. It's a reaction that brings destruction. It doesn't hold the old wine, or don't hold inside of the wine skin. It begins to bring destruction to it. We cannot bring self-infliction destructions over our life because how we are. And we bring the accuser begin to come into our lives, and that's the spirit of Lucifer. Bible called him the accuser as one of his identity names. An accuser begin to blame everything else in their life, but they never deals with their own. That's the spirit of the devil. I challenge all of you that truthfully, that we deal with our own soul and salvation, but we could line up with the Lord for our life could be blessed. Do you want your life blessed? One thing about it, we could move on in this journey with each other. But the will of the Lord, or the blessings of the Lord, the covenant blessings of the Lord, the new beginning, the blessings that going to pour out It will find who it needs to find, regardless if you are marching with the pack, regardless if you are saying amen with the group. It will still find you, or it will go over you and move into somewhere else. I declare and decree that even in this season, Lord, we will not sabotage our blessings or our blessed place over things that we want ourselves will. And it calls us to go from a season of blessing to a season of drought, of famine. So we repent for that in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow, all the way up to Thursday, we're going to come back on Thursday. I bless your name, Saya. I want us to fast, even if we have to fast some TV station of negativity. I want you to fast from gossip, talking about someone or somebody. Free your mind. Free your spirit. Because the worst thing that we could do is go through a cleansing and a repentance, and we recontaminate ourselves because we enjoy playing in the dirt. Free yourself. You got to tell different people, I can't talk to you for these next couple of days. I'll get back with you. You don't have to tell them why. But you know that there was a negativity in your life. Because we want the blessings to fall upon us. If you don't want to do that, save your money. Don't be giving away your finances, give, spending to get something in return, because you're not going to get nothing in return because it's polluted. But the Malachi talks about polluted offerings, polluted gifts, unworthy gifts. Don't allow your gifts to be polluted and unworthy. The first gift that God wants to receive is you, daughter, is you, son. He wants you. He wants each and every one of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. I declare and decree tonight that your mind, I speak to each and every one of your mind all over the world, that it's going to be focused upon the Lord. And you're going to go through a cleansing, no negativity. I'm not engaging. If you got to go on a job and you got to hear it, you're not engaging. You don't want it. You don't want to deal with it. You want to stay away from it. You're going to change the conversation. You're going to change different things. You're going to be the leader of the conversation, and you're going to lead it into a place of peace, a place of freedom, and a place where it's rejuvenating your spirit. Because we want the blessings of the Lord to reign upon us. God bless you all. Please tune back in a couple of more hours at 7 a.m. We're going to be back on. And please tune back with us Thursday at 12 midnight. We definitely want to engage for the next couple of days after that. But I need you to go through a cleansing, a negativity cleansing. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. He's hot right now. It's real hot. For the blessings of the Lord to begin to reign over your life and over your home and over your family and over you all. God bless you all. good night. Engage into the things of God. God bless you.